have attorney Mike O'Brien. He is involved with some very high-profile cases, and we wanted to get up to date on them. Mike, how are you? Thank you for being here. Before we start talking about some cases, you were telling me how you're in the process of getting a couple hundred depositions done.
Well, right now we're in the process of doing 100. We started last week, and we're going through this week and through next week on that Enbridge case where we've sued
100.
100.
How long does a deposition take?
Well, they take anywhere, if it's children, about 15 or 20 minutes. And for the more injured folks, it takes a couple, maybe 3 or 4 hours. So we've had, we go at two tiers, so four at a time for two attorneys. And for the last 3 weeks, we'll be doing a total of 81 there. And then we've had some other depositions going on way up in the UP.
All right. Well, before we talk about that case, let's talk about Mary Rush, the mother of Darnisha Clay. She's the 17-year-old who was shot and killed in a Bank of America by a Lansing police officer. Tell us about this case and where you stand and what you can tell us now.
Thank you. This week we have served the city with the complaint. So the case has been basically kicked off. We started off filing suit. But we wanted to confirm some things with our ballistics expert, and he confirmed some things, so we kicked off the lawsuit.
Can you share that information with us?
Not at this point.
Okay. But there, you believe there is evidence out there for you to continue to proceed?
That's correct.
Okay. And as we've talked about before, there are a lot of questions here with the way this was handled, and there's a lot of questions about the police board and the investigation of this, not only this case, but the police officer involved. And it seems like this police board commission has been very evasive. There are those in the community who want this investigated, too, from what we understand.
Well, and I'm hoping through the lawsuit that I'll do a conclusive investigation. I mean, I have access to, we'll have access to all records, power of subpoena, be able to depose all the parties. And a lot of times, until you do that, you really don't know what happened until you get the perspective of everyone and all the evidence, including the ballistic evidence.
How is Mary Rush?
She lives in Texas. She is distraught. And still.
And her daughter, who was her daughter living with up here?
She was living with her stepfather.
Okay.
There was a recent separation as required by some certain department. So all she right. was living with her father.
Tell us about the Enbridge story.
Well, as you know, Enbridge released or allegedly released over a million gallons of crude oil last year, and it's a particular type of crude oil called sand tar crude. It's a lot thicker, so they have to add a lot of thinner to be able to move it down the pipe. And so not only the thinner, but the chemicals in the crude oil have evaporated and went across the neighborhood, and people were exposed to it. And we're going through the suit right now. As I indicated, we've got a pretty tight schedule of doing 81 depositions over the last 2.5 weeks.
Now, Enbridge has said that they're doing everything they can to not only clean up, but to make all the residents happy and to reimburse them and fix and do everything that needs to be done. So why is a lawsuit necessary?
Well, I'll tell you, Enbridge, compared to other lawsuits and other chemical companies, have been gracious in this respect. But in order to protect folks, you have to file a lawsuit and proceed with their damages in order to collect properly. Enbridge is not going to start paying money voluntarily. I think that would be a mistake on their part, because then you'd have everybody lined up in Michigan for money. So you've got to prove that you have the clients, and that's part of the process of the depositions, to prove these people actually exist, and I didn't make them up.
When will the Clay and the Enbridge cases go to court?
The Enbridge case, we have Judge Galbraith up there, and he has forced Enbridge into a facilitated mediation just as soon as we're done with depositions, and that will start up in 2.5 weeks, which means we'll have a very strong chance of settling that case then.
Okay. What about the Mary Rush case with Clay?
We're in federal court there, and federal court marches at a pretty fast pace. I would think we'd be looking at a trial within the next year.
Okay. Tell us about the case out in Stockbridge. I believe, is that your case also with the gasoline leak?
No, that's not mine.
Yeah, I thought you had something to do with that. No?
No.
Okay. Anything else you're working on of great interest?
Several criminal cases, but those are continuing to trial.
When you work on cases like this, when people's lives are involved, you've got a police officer who's been here. His record is supposedly pretty good. Is that a challenge for you?
It's always a challenge, because police officers do a great job, and it's difficult to attack someone that you respect so much. But when there may be the possibility of a bad apple, and if they can't take it on criminally, I think then it's the responsibility of civil attorneys to really find out what happened and proceed. And we're basically prosecuting on a civil end. We can't put anybody in jail. The only thing we can do is get people money. And so,
do you think that case will be settled?
I have no idea. I really don't, Tony.
If I had to bet you a cup of coffee?
I don't know. There's enough questionable issues that I think until we go through discovery that no one really knows if it's going to settle.
All right, let's talk medicinal marijuana. Big issue around the state when the voters of the state of Michigan decided that they would allow folks to have medical marijuana as an option. Many people think that the rules and laws governing how to do this business were very vague, and that has left local officials, if you will, scrambling, trying to come up with ordinances as well as revisions of bills throughout the state. Now, I know that you're representing some folks in the city of Lansing. Tell us about that case.
Thank you. I represent about five or six of the dispensaries that were on Michigan Avenue. Of course, they closed. But as you realize, there was some bust yesterday on Tony Trevino's places here in Lansing and in Jackson. And it's interesting that they busted them because they said that people came in without the appropriate certificates and not because they were making profit as a caregiver on sales. So I thought it was very interesting why they busted them. But another interesting issue, and I want to thank Brick Smith, the city attorney. He's agreed to return that $1,000 deposit to each of the dispensary owners, and that's important because some of the dispensary owners have three or four leases that, you know, that they're backed up on now with no way to make money. Some of them as high as $180,000 over the next 3 years. So any amount can sure help them. But again, I wanted to thank Brick Smith. He was gracious enough to return that to the dispensary owners, and I know it will be well used.
So what's going to happen?
I think what's really going to happen is it's either going to be up to the legislature. Some folks have been looking at maybe getting a signature drive because it's a lot fewer signatures to put it on the ballot to allow dispensaries. Now, why dispensaries? Well, I mean, if you're a cancer patient and you really rely on it and you have one grower and something happens to the crop and they're out, and you really have patients that need it. I know there's a lot of people that think that it's being abused. Well, like any other prescriptive medication, it will be abused and there'll be abusers. But there are really people out there. I went and saw a young lady that had MS. She had a helmet on and somewhat cognitively impaired. But to hear her father say the way that he prepared the medication and her response and how he no longer has the tremors, there are people that really get the benefit. The cancer patient that's going through chemo that can't eat without it. I mean, people, there are really, really benefits to it. But there are abuses as well. And I think we need to sit down and figure out how to prepare this properly and to get the proper legislation behind it.
All right. Michael Bryant is a Lansing attorney. Thanks so much for bringing us up to date on those cases.
Thank you again, Tony, for having me. Have a good day, everybody.